3 in the Dream Blazing program. This is Lisa Robin Young, and thank you so much for coming back to this module. Have you been getting some clarity? The last module takes a little bit of time, and sometimes it can feel a little draining, which is why I wanted to give you some space around it. And today's lesson is going to be equally intense, but I promise from here on out it gets a lot easier, because these are the two most personal, intimate, and vulnerable lessons in the whole program. Now, why do we bother to do this work? Couldn't you just set goals and start going after them? Absolutely, you certainly can, but here's what happens. You run into this wall of competing goals, competing ideals, competing obstacles that get in your way, and it makes it hard to choose which course you're going to take, because you get stuck because you don't have clarity in the first place around what's really important. That's why we start by defining those key areas based on your terms, without judgment. And today we're going to dig into the key area of faith. And we can't really talk about faith without talking about fear. So before we dig into faith, let's talk about fear, specifically the masks that we wear in our lives and in our business. Dr. Maureen Nemeth, in her book, The Energy of Money, talks about this very thing. In fact, she identifies these three personalities, if you will, of the human condition. The first one is our true self. That's who we really are. You know, warts and all, warts and sparkles and all is what I like to say. It's us on our good days, it's us on our bad days. It's all of us, all of our parts and pieces and everything that makes up who we are. And some of those things we're not really proud of. And some of those things we're really proud of, but maybe we're worried that the rest of the world isn't. And then we have these two masks. The pretender, who likes to protect us from the world. And we're protected from the world because they can't really see who we are. And maybe we have these wonderful, great gifts that we think are pretty awesome, but what if they don't like that? Then we don't want them to see that, because then they might get upset with us. But reality is, they're not even seeing us. They're seeing our mask. They're seeing the mask of the pretender. The mask of the pretender protects us from the world. It protects us from getting hurt by the world. For years, I've been a business coach, and since I was a small child, I've been a musician, a singer, an actor, a dancer, anything I could do to get on the stage. And for years, these two pieces of me didn't get to shine in equal light. I wore my business coach mask every time I was going out to do a networking event or speak from the stage or talk to a business group. And I would wear my musician mask anytime I hung out with my theater friends or did a show or any of that. And I didn't feel like these two pieces of me could peacefully coexist, because I believed that my business friends would be like, I don't get this music stuff. What is that? And all my music friends would be like, you do business stuff? I don't get it. What? Ew, my head. Ah. I didn't allow myself to accept the fact that there are people in the world who will totally get me as a singing business coach. As a business coach who also sings and performs. And when I finally stood up and said, I am a performing artist, and I happen to sing and share stories musically, and I also share stories in the business realm, and I coach people around issues that are related to the stories that I tell. All about helping people to show up more confidently as themselves. Well, hello! People get that. People get me, and the right people are showing up for me now because I got clarity and stopped wearing the mask. But there's another mask that we can wear, and this is the mask of the coward. The coward likes to hide. Not because the coward is afraid of what the world will do to them, but because we're afraid of what we might do to the world. The coward hides because the coward is afraid that we're really greedy and we're really selfish and we're just bad, bad people. And who wants to be around someone like that? So I'm going to put on a mask that says, of course I'm generous. Of course I'm a loving, caring individual, and I never have a bad day, and everything is always rainbows and unicorns. But the truth is, we are both our light and our dark. And every time we put up a mask to pretend that we're better than we are, or that we're different than we are, or we put up a mask that says, I don't want the world to get hurt by me, we're not being who we really are. Sometimes we yell at our kids. Sometimes we make a bad business decision. Sometimes we're selfish. And sometimes we are awesome and we do amazing things and we change the world and people are inspired by who we are. We're not any one of those things. We are all of those things and so much more. And that's what it means to be your true self. So as you're going through the process today of getting clear on your core beliefs and your values, it's really important that you remove the judgments and you peel away the masks and you don't worry about what will other people think if I say this. What will other people think about me believing this thing about myself or about the world? Who cares? This is about you. This is about how you need to show up in the world to feel fully expressed, fully confident in what you have to offer, and fully yourself. So I encourage you to make a decision to really stand in that space of what you believe and what you value as you go forward in today's exercises.